But do you hear that very often anymore?
No.
I think it's kind of losing currency.
I hope so, that with everybody. You know, wouldn't it be nice if we could say she's Jane Doe?
Yeah.
And not she's the Hispanic Jane Doe, or she's the black Jane Doe, or she's the white Jane Doe. What difference does it matter? Mm-hmm. She's Jane Doe.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any funny terms for people that come from the country?
Hicks. That's a.
How about redneck? Is that the same as a hick?
That would be more what in this area what you would classify people from Arkansas, Alabama. You know, you're a hicky.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a slang term for somebody that's kind of not real couth.
Okay. People that don't make enough money are called.
Poor.
Okay. A person who works on a ranch is called a?
A rancher.
Well, not the rancher, but like the people that work for him.
Well, you could have a foreman, wrangler.
Just a normal guy that helps.
Just a cowboy.
Cowboy. Okay. How about a person who works especially with horses?
Horseman.
Okay. A person who digs gold out of the ground is
a miner.
Okay. Okay, changing the topic a little bit, the mother of Jesus is?
Mary.
Okay, and this woman in the Bible lived a very long life. What was her name? She lived to be very old.
Yeah.
She had a child when she was very old.
Yeah, I cannot remember what her name was, though.
Well, Sally is a nickname for this. Or, you know, they're those frozen cakes that you buy, something Lee.
Sarah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Here's a name that I just don't know how to trick anybody into saying. It's, you ever see Little House on the Prairie?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that snobby girl with the blonde hair.
Yeah, I don't remember what her name was.
All right. Well, just say the name Nellie for me.
Nellie?
Yeah.
It would be a hard one.
Do you have a clue for that? That's just an old-fashioned name. An unordained preacher is called what? Is there a name for that?
An unordained reverend?
Well, somebody who just goes around and preaches, but they're not ordained. There's a lot of that in the South. How about, you ever heard of a jackleg preacher?
I've heard of it, but it wouldn't be anything that we would have used around here.
Okay. In the courts, the person who defends you in a case is your...
Attorney.
Okay.
Or your lawyer.
Uh-huh. And the person who decides the case is...
Judge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's some body parts. This is...
Hair.
And these are...
Ears.
Mm-hmm. A man has...
Beard.
Yeah. This is your...
Lips, or your mouth.
Mm-hmm. One of these...
Teeth or tooth.
Uh-huh. This is your
neck.
Inside, you might have a sore
throat.
Uh-huh. These are
knees.
Well, the
or
whole
legs.
Uh-huh. And you can move your arms and legs because you have
joints.
Mm-hmm. And this is a
ankle.
You walk on your
feet.
Uh-huh. One of them is a
foot.
Uh-huh. And you digest food with your
stomach.
Right. If you are not weak,
you're strong.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel good, you are sick.
Ill?
But there's like a phrase, your
stomach ache?
Yeah, if you have a stomach ache, you're sick. How? In what way? Sick something, your stomach.
Sick to your stomach?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. If you can't talk anymore?
You have laryngitis?
Or it's because you are...
Hoarse?
Mm-hmm. The animal that you ride is a
horse.
So you say them the same way. That's interesting. I love that comparison. If a person has trouble with their joints, they have